Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go out to our SDCCU fan hotline and welcome a longtime friend of the program.
Speaking of someone who makes women swoon.
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
He is Bernie Wilson from the Associated Press. Bernie, how do you make the women swoon?
That's new to me. I was fortunate enough to, you know, find a wife, and I guess I got to be happy with that. She puts up with my BS and has for 30 years now, so that's all I can say on that, guys.
That's fair. I think your job is 80% putting up with BS from local sports team. So, you know, someone needs to return the favor for you. Not quite as much BS at Petco Park this year, though. Team is 500 at the All-Star break. They actually are entertaining on the field. I know that's subjective, but even Bernie Wilson has to acknowledge that these aren't the same Padres we've seen for the past decade or so.
You are correct, but first let me slide in a subliminal message, sort of like the Beatles used to hide on the records when he could play them backward. Cutwater Gin. And now on to your answer. You like that? Just as a public service announcement, the night of the earthquake, I was slamming Cutwater Gin and tonics. And that's a credit to my wife who dug the bottle of Cutwater Gin out from the rubble of versus our bar. So anyway.
Well, I wonder, too, if you can find Cutwater Spirits at 7 Mile Casino, our favorite casino, to go and play some California Blackjack.
Can you mix it with some Eco Water?
Gin and Eco Water is a good mix. Also, for the hangover, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Premium Meat and Cheeses. There you go.
Yeah, Yeah, that was like playing the entire second side of Abbey Road back.
Exactly.
No, but anyway, it's much, you know me, I got to play the journalist role, but it is much more exciting to go to Petco Park these days. And granted, I still, you know, we focus on the winter, so, you know, three straight nights I was in the Giants clubhouse recently. But it is, it's a much more exciting team, and they're finally relevant after, what, 9 years? And to go back farther to the last playoff team, you know, relevant for the first time in more than a decade. So now, it is different. It takes a little bit of getting used to.
Now, we're talking to Bernie Wilson, our old dear friend from the, not old, our longtime friend from the Associated Press. I may be speaking out of school here, and I'm just going to do it anyway, since Bernie is plugging Cutwater Gin on our show. But I ran into you at the ballpark not too long ago, and you were having a conversation about access, if you will, to players. I mean, the Padres on the field are doing a lot of the right things right now, Bern. What's been frustrating you about the new regime, though?
Let's just put it this way, and I'll get crushed for this because, you know, the newer generation doesn't like the older generation. Let's just say that it's very different covering Major League Baseball these days. Now, this is the PR department, the front office, great people. Times have changed. We've had a few issues where it takes forever for some players to come out after games. You know, there's a food room that they can hide in, and Sushi Night is particularly brutal. Jesus, man, I never thought I'd say that. Sushi Night.
Sushi Night at the ballpark, just like Connie Mack drew it up years ago. Bern, and the reason I ask is I'm not trying to throw you under the bus. It speaks to something that we were talking about in the last segment and something that we were talking about on the break here. Major League Baseball has a marketing problem. Major League Baseball blames the players a lot of the times for just not wanting to market themselves, market their team the way they should. You, as a writer, do you feel the same way?
To a certain degree, but before it points the finger outward, MLB had better point the finger inward, because MLB is like a moped, and the NBA and the NFL are like Maserati.
Yep.
But baseball couldn't be more clueless. I'm not a huge fan of the commissioner and some of the things he's doing.
I'm getting there with him, for sure.
I was there 2 years ago when we tried to pin him down on the hedge is getting blown up at the plate.
Yeah.
By Rizzo, and he kept, you know, giving us stupid answers, and, you know, we kept digging deeper, and we're getting nothing more. And it's like, he's a lawyer. Not that, you know, I have a lot of friends who are lawyers, but, you know, he's basically a lawyer, and that's what you're getting out of MLB. But, you know, the thing about baseball players, and I don't mean to be too critical, but a lot of them have lived in a sheltered bubble since Little League. And it gets worse and worse. The higher they get, the better they get. And a lot of them just aren't used to, you know, outside pressures, outside demands. Now, they're used to money, a lot of money. So if they get, you know, endorsement deals and marketing opportunities, they really should jump at them. Now, on the flip side, I applaud Trout for just wanting to play baseball. There's absolutely nothing wrong. And I guess the way you market him is, hey, buy tickets and watch him play.
Yeah.
But there is this, and again, this is a function of me being old and having covered the game for 3 decades. Some of these guys have just been sheltered and don't know anything else, and maybe don't want to do stuff like that and are uncomfortable. You know, we have to fight for access year by year, and some of it, you know, the union wants to cut back, and it's like, well, do you want positive coverage or not? I go back to Danny Jackson, who was a complete jerk during his career, but then as it got toward the end, you know, I think he spent part of a year with the Padres or some damn thing. It's been a long time, but all of a sudden it clicked in his mind, hey, you know, I got some opportunities coming up after my career, and I'd sort of like some coverage on it, and maybe I should be nicer to these guys.
Which is fine. I feel like we're all in the position of like, hey, man, scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. I got no problem doing that. Exactly. Use me and I'll use you too.
Yeah, and some of my other beats. If somebody's a jerk, I'm not going to write a story about them. But yep. If they're great guys and are contributing, yeah, I got 400 words for you, bro. You know, here.
Let me ask you.
Sure, go.
Sorry, Brandon. I just want to ask you, since we're talking about coverage and the interaction between sports writers and ball players, we talked about it earlier this morning, the passing of Jim Boughton, who wrote Ball 4. I'm assuming, Bernie, you probably read Ball 4, and you certainly know the significance of it. What does that mean to you in terms of the turning point in how baseball was covered by sports writers, you know, before and after that book came out?
Well, I read it a long time ago, so most of it is probably faded. But, you know, again, it was probably a sheltered little world that these guys lived in, and back then, I got a sense that, you know, quotes probably weren't as important to stories as they are now, and writers are probably more chummy with players. So I'm going to have to reread it here in the next couple of days before the squad returns to the field. I guess we're just tomorrow night. But again, it just, you know, changing times. The times changed then, and they're changing now. And, you know, access. Like I said, it's a continuing problem, but that book was good because, you know, it revealed a lot of inside baseball, so to speak. But not that we're all trying to beat Jim Boughton. We just want 10 minutes with the fellas, you know, after they hit a game-winning home run or twirl a two-hitter or something, because I've said many times, newspapers don't print themselves. So.
But, you know,
nowadays,
you know, if there was ever a behind-the-scenes, you know, look like Ball 4, it would probably be coming from the team. They'd have their own cameras in there chronicling their own behind-the-scenes and then whitewashing it and making sure that they look really good. I don't know that they trust. I mean, you see, like, HBO's, like, you know, Hard Knocks on the NFL. You can't tell me that the NFL can't step in and say, all right, we're not showing that. A real unvarnished look behind the scenes is still pretty rare, I would say.
Yeah, and you nailed it. I mean, teams want more and more control, and they're getting it. I, you know, the NFL, you know, back when we were in NFL City, you know, we would joke that they were on a media relations course where it's like, you know what, guys, don't bother showing up on Sunday. We'll email you the final score. Well, you write your story that way. It's not that bad in baseball, but you look at some of these teams, social media teams, there's more people on their social media teams than there are beat writers sometimes. And that's how the media landscape has changed. And, yeah, they want to whitewash it up. They want to varnish it. And, you know, baseball's not quite – there is still that rough-hewn aspect to baseball that, you know, you got to respect and you know, is fun to be around. But yes, there are times when it's like a frat house and it is a locker room, so stuff happens. And, you know, old guys like us appreciate that. But yeah, the times they are changing, and I think Bob Dylan already has that. So I can't let that sound. But sometimes it's frustrating. Sometimes you just shrug your shoulders and move on.
I gotta ask you, Bern, since we've got you here, the great Bernie Wilson from the Associated Press on local scribe. Did you see the little blurb yesterday about Peter Podcast and Bobby Blogger? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh yes, I certainly do.
Yes, I wanted your unvarnished opinion on the Peter Podcasts and the Bobby Bloggers of the world.
Probably an ill-advised shot. You know, now Hacksaw still is plugged in. He's got sources. Not, you know, many, but he does have something. But he needs to move out of the Encyclopedia Britannica era and into the internet era. And so
I did find it funny that, you know, you're making fun of Bobby Blogger on a on a blog.
He's now a blogger, essentially. You know, he has his best 15, and, you know, he's a blogger. So, you know, again, a little ill-advised, but, you know, that's Hacksaw. I think he's always led with his face. I tried that once.
Not at fleet practice, but...
that's amazing. The great packaging.
Yes, yes. God, you guys remember the fleet? That was fun.
Wow. You know what? Tatis Jr. has done more in his young career than the fleet ever accomplished.
1,000%.
Well, Bernie, as I said before you came on, you're probably the happiest right now that you're not about to... for the third straight season, head out to Chargers training camp on a daily basis here in a couple of weeks.
Thank God for that. You know, again, it's tough when a city loses an NFL team, but it's not tough for scribes who had a mostly hate relationship with the the local squad when it leaves. And I will say this, probably until the day we all die, and I'm the leader in the clubhouse there because I'm old, I have as many Super Bowl rings right now as the Chargers do.
Such a fair point. So,
finally, Bernie, I was kind of banging this drum earlier this week, and I want to keep doing so. I think San Diego is more than a one-team town, at least should be, and I think it'd be perfect to get an NBA or maybe an NHL team, but I really think an NBA team would be very successful here. I know we've had a couple in the past, but it's a very different world. I think an arena could be built in San Diego. It really has to be. The sports arena is not going to last much longer. Do you think the NBA could, will, should be in San Diego some point in your lifetime, as you just said, shorter than some, longer than others?
It should be here, but, you know, there's a ton of obstacles. Like I said, the first one's the arena. Where are they going to play? Who's going to build it? Will, you know, the lack of leadership, that void ever get filled? There are some young people in town who could lead that charge. But you have to have an arena. And then you got to think, can Southern California support three teams? I have no idea what territorial rights in the NBA include, whether the Lakers or the Clippers would allow that. But, you know, you have to have strong leadership, and so far that's flatlining.
See, I'm tired of we need LA's permission or Anaheim's permission to have a team in San Diego. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
I'm not aware of
like saying that New York needs Philadelphia's permission to have a sports team. That makes no sense at all.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, would the Lakers or the Clippers try to fight it? I don't know.
Well, if they're smart businessmen, maybe they do. But it shouldn't. The league should just say no. Pipe down. You know, San Diego's a great market. We want to be there. That's it. It's end of story.
Here's my point, then. Since you raised that issue, I appoint you to the ad hoc committee to find out.
I have appointed myself. I'm calling Adam Silver. I'm calling Gary Bettman.
Mayor Ben.
I'm going to get him on the phone. I'm going to get him on the airwaves. I'm going to actually hold some feet to fire.
Oh, my God. The soft San Diego
it's
media.
Over.
Here we go.
I am done.
It's over.
With San Diego needing to ask L.A. permission for anything.
Okay, then you can be the new Jack Murphy.
Oh, I love
and
that.
And that, maybe that's the only way anything's going to get done. Because City Hall sure as hell.
I look forward to the first game of the San Diego whatevers at Ben Higgins Arena. Then
that's me too, because I'm going along for the ride. Can I be GM?
Sure. No, I don't know. I'm not owning the team. They're just naming the arena after me, like Jack Murphy.
I mean, GM of the arena.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you.
Have any experience there?
No. Do you?
No. I'm not running the arena. It's just named for me, Woods. Right. I don't own it. They just honored me.
I'm just saying, I really don't have many successful friends that bring me along for the ride. You could be the first.
A multi-billionaire.
That's true. I do know Josai personally.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing. We need to watch Josai, and I'm spacing on his name. He's a great guy who runs the sports arena.
Ernie Hahn.
Thank you. Sorry, Ernie. My apologies. Need to watch Josai, Ernie Hahn, Bannon Woods, and a couple other young rising stars in the business community into a room to get things done. That's the only way anything is ever going to change here. If it remains in the hands of the hoteliers, the old boy network, forget it. I will retire with ever having covered the Boogie Cousins-led San Diego Ben and Woods. And I won't, you know. So it's the only way anything's going to get done. So, you know, Ben, lead the charge against L.A., and I'll become a caterer, and I'll provide sushi for sushi night.
It actually sounds like a lot of work for me when I could be napping in the afternoon. I'm going to let Ben handle this one.
Hey, Woodsy, I got something for you, bro. Come up with us to the Stones on August 22nd. We can smoke weed legally for the first time ever at a Rolling Stone.
I would never. I'm a father. I would never do that.
Bernie, appreciate it.
I'm a father, too.
That's true.
We're going to smoke the weed that we didn't at McCartney. So it remains an open invitation, bro.
I love it.
All right.
I love it. You got a ticket for me. I'll consider
all right,
it.
Let's cut him off before he reads another sponsor liner on our show. Thanks, Bernie. That was Bernie Wilson on our SDCCU fan hotline. I read the sponsors
freaking,
on this show.
Freaking nothing makes me happier in the universe than angry Ben Higgins. Nothing in the world makes me happier.
SDCCU has low mortgage loan rates, equal housing opportunity. Apply now at sdccu.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.